Okay, Shalom Uvracha, Rabbi Isai. This evening we are starting from Simon Ches, Siv Zion. And last night we discussed how to put on a talis cotton, how to put on a talis godel, and the bracha, some of the bracha of Lehisatef Batitzis. And how we make the bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis on, at least for Ashkenazim, certainly the bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis on a talis cotton and lesatef batzitzis on a talis godel. And now we continue, we move on. And tonight we are, as I say, starting Simon Ches, Se'if Zayin. Tzorach lahafrid chutei hatzitzis zemizeh. You have to separate the strings of your tzitzis from one another. So it shouldn't look like a Rastafarian hairstyle where it's all entangled, but rather they should all be immaculately separated. There are two reasons that are brought why it is that a person should separate them. The first bi'ah halacha, Tzorach Lahafrid, he brings that according to the Mogen Avrom, the real reason to separate them was when you had techeles in the tzitzis, and that it should be readily discernible, the distinction between the techeles and the rest. However, there is another reason which is brought in footnote 21, the Chaya Odom in Klal Yud Aleph, where he says that tzitzis comes from the expression in Yecheskel chapter 8, where it says, V'yekocheni b'tzitzis roishi, take me by the strands of my hair. That just like the strands, sa'aras harosh nefrodas zumizu, just like the strands are independently standing fibers of hair, so too the chutim should be nefrodim zemidah, the strings of the tzitzis should be separate. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that our tzitzis should be separated. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Ches, zemizeh kol chut b'fnei atzmoy, each string by itself, sheyu musubochin echot b'chaveri, they shouldn't all be entangled. He's in a rush, he's late to come to shul. And if he's busy untangling his tzitzis, he's going to end up missing tefillah b'tzibur. Then under such circumstances, you do not need to be particular about that, says the Mogen Avraham. And as I mentioned, the Bir Halacha, he says that's because the real ikka separation he holds is when they had techeles. However, the Bir Halacha does conclude that it seems from many others, including the Goyin, that you should really try your hardest to separate them before making a bracha on them. Concludes the Mishnah Berurah here, Kosef Ari, the Ari HaKadosh writes, Tzitzis, Roshei Tevis is an acronym. Tzadik Yafrid Tzitzisov Tomid, a righteous person separates his tzitzis the whole time. And to be honest with you, I never really understood why is this, you know, this one of the defining features of a tzaddik is that he separates his strands the whole time. Very, very interesting why it should dafka be a tzaddik yafrid tzitzis of tomid. You know, possibly we know that the idea of the tzitzis, Chazal tell us that there are eight strings and there are five knots and the word itself, tzitzis, is gematria. What is it? Yeah, the all together, tof tzadi tzadi is 400, 580, 590, plus the knots and the strings. Eight strings and five knots is 13. Yeah? All right, because there are two yuds in tzitzis, yeah. So altogether, it adds up to gematria 613. So maybe that's the reason that it's so imperative, tzadik yafrid tzitzis of tomid, in order that it should be a proper zecher to or isam oisay yitzchatem, it's called mitzvah Hashem, that they should be, each one of these eight strings should be standing independently, maybe. I'm sure the Arizal had much, much deeper kavonas, yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that aren't aware they wear tzitzis, but they don't realize they have to untangle them.
Very good, very good. We will see that b'di'eved, if you If you look at footnote number 22, he brings the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish writes she'ena ma'aka v'yochel avar she'ena ela noy mitzvah, that he holds that the untangling of the tzitzis is a noy to make the tzitzis look beautiful. A third reason, just the pashtus, is that it's not supposed to look Afro, you know, like Afro haircut, you know, like a Rastafarian haircut. It's supposed to be stand alone over here, and it's a noy mitzvah, and so the Chazon Ish says that b'di'avad you're okay. Next, says the Shulchan Aruch in Ches, Yechavein v'his atfoy, you should have kavona when you are putting the talis on, Shetzivono HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'is'atef boy, that Hashem has commanded us to wrap ourselves in it, Kadei she'nizkar kol mitzvah yisov la'asoyisom, in order that we should remember all of the commandments in order to do all of these mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yotes, Yechavein v'his atfoy, you should have kavona when he puts it on. This is as well as the kavana one should have when one puts them on, which is just to fulfill this mitzvah of tzitzis. So you have to have two kavanas. Yeah? You have to have a kavana that I'm doing a mitzvah, which is what we're supposed to have when we do any mitzvah. We're supposed to have kavana. Mitzvah srichas kavana. Suddenly, lechatchila, you're supposed to have kavana, you're doing a mitzvah. And additionally, you have another kavana, why it is that you are performing this mitzvah of tzitzis that I'm doing it. The Shulchan Aruch says, I have to have kavana. When I put it on, I'm doing it in order to actually reach all of the other mitzvahs, that I should remember all of the mitzvahs in order to do these mitzvahs. Now, most mitzvahs, you don't actually have to think about it. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah doesn't actually tell us the tamei ha-mitzvahs. So why is it specifically over here that there's a halacha that you have to know why you're doing it, that this is supposed to remind you that you're supposed to reach and achieve all of the 613 mitzvahs? So the Mishnah Berurah in your test brings from the Bach. This belongs to a rare group of mitzvahs, including the mitzvahs of tefillin and sukkah. After Bishar mitzvahs, Yotzi af shaloi mechaven bodovor. Even though in other mitzvahs you fulfill the obligation, even if you're not having kavanah, exactly the reason why Hashem commanded you to do it, you just have the basic kavanah. Kim she'osa mitzvah l'shem Hashem she'tziv la'asoyso. You're just doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you, and that's why I'm doing it because Hashem has said so. He's commanded us to do it. So why is it over here I need the additional kavanah? Not just He's commanded us to do it, but why it's supposed to lead me to all the 613. Hanach Shani, these three are different because they have a special phrase. The betzitz it says, in order you should remember, in order that the word of Hashem should be so connected to you, it should actually be in your mouth. And that is the pasuk that's written by the mitzvah of tefillin. So it has to be that the Torah of Hashem is going to be that I have to know why it is that I've got the mitzvah of tefillin over here. Why am I doing this? In order to connect myself totally to Hashem. I'm connecting myself, I'm connecting my mind, where my tefillin shel roish is. I'm connecting my heart, where it's opposite my heart. I'm connecting my actions, it's on my arm. I'm connecting myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tiyatir Hashem b'ficha. I should be so close to the Torah that it's actually in my mouth. Obasukah also, it says, L'man yedu d'oriseichem, your generations should know. So because all of these three expressions, there is this expression of tizkur, or it should be beficha or yediyah. That's why with these three particular mitzvahs, you actually have to have an extra kavana why it is that I'm doing these. All of these are in order to fill the mitzvah in its most proper way. With all of these things, if you just had kavana to fulfill the actual mitzvah asay, I'm just having kavana that I'm doing it in order to fulfill the mitzvah, but you don't have this secondary kavana, then you have been yotzidei chovosoi. I've just said this was my own thought, but now I saw it in the Prima Godin. Those commentaries say shafilo betzitzis ena kavana leikuvo, that even though the Torah says leman tizkuru, this secondary kavana is not absolutely imperative, and I've still fulfilled the mitzvah without the secondary kavana. Now we see from the Mishnah Berurah over here that it's okay if you don't have the secondary kavana. What happens if you just put in your tzitzis in the morning, you just weren't even, you know, you weren't thinking? You didn't even have the basic kavana. Have you fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis? So in footnote 23, he starts off with some quite sombering words where he says that if you didn't have kavanot at all, even to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Bi'ah Halacha says that he's actually been mevatel a mitzvah asay of tzitzis. However, if you look at the next paragraph, he says, ubadieved, right, so that's the top left The top paragraph in the left hand column, if you didn't have even the basic kavono when you put it on, we'll see later, who saves the day. If it's clear from your actions that the only reason you're doing this is to fulfill the mitzvah, you have fulfilled your obligation. According to this reason of the Chaya Odom, what happens if you have the vest tzitzis? If you have a pair of vest tzitzis, it's not muchach that you're doing this to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So if you just put your vest tzitzis on in the morning, and you had no kavana whatsoever, so then you haven't actually fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis over here. No, I'm saying some people have a vest. Right, because you'd anyway be wearing a normal vest, and this is just a different type of vest. So I'm not having a special kavod. According to the Chai Odom over here, that would not have worked. However, that he says that the fact that you make a brocha is itself enough to show that I'm not just doing this because I'm wearing a vest. I don't make a brocha on my vest in the morning. Yeah? It could be an Armani vest. You still don't make a brocha on it. So the fact that you're making a bracha, even if it's a pair of vest tzitzis, shows that really your kavanah is the climb of the mitzvah, deep down. So therefore, he still fulfilled the obligation. What it does come out over here, Rabbi Yisai, it is important just to try and bring our minds into gear when we do these mitzvahs. That it shouldn't just be habits. Mitzvah sanoshu melumodo, but just to think about it for a moment. You know, there's a l'shem yichud that one says beforehand. So people think, okay, if I say the l'shem yichud, I'm for sure okay. But then, no, you end up saying that out of habit as well. But hopefully, at least it acts as a buffer zone so that sometime you got like within those, you know, 40 seconds, at least sometime there you'll kick in and then remember, hey, I'm doing this to be mekayim the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be mekayim, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and also I'm doing this in order that I should get to all of the mitzvahs. Yeah, to remember all of the Taryag mitzvahs.
Is it the Taryag, right?
So it's with either. It's with either. Now we're only going to be making the brocha. Once you make a brocha, you're only going to be making the brocha on the talis gadol. So it's sufficient that at some point, when it's your before you put on your talis gadol, that you have these kavanas, and then it will work as well for your talis katan. Certainly, it's a nice thing too. But you should have kavod. I mean, you don't have to spend the whole day thinking, talis katan, you know, I'm wearing tzitzis, 613. Yeah, you partially won't be able to do anything else. You'll be speaking to your wife at supper table, 613, and the knots and everything. Yeah, you won't be able to have a life. So the ikkar is, you should do this. He said beforehand that the b'shas levisha is a good time to do this. If you can do this the time you put your talis katan on, then, you know, it's a nice thing to do. But I think even if you've just done it once whilst you are doing a levisha, that's sufficient. Next, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tess, Kaidim Shivarich, Ya'ayan Bechutei HaTzitzis. Before you make the brocha, you should look at the strands of your tzitzis, Imhem Kesherim, if they're kosher. Why? Kadesh Lo Yivarich Levatolo, in order you don't make a brocha levatolo. If they're not a kosher pair of tzitzis, you make a brocha on them, so then you'll be making a brocha levatolo. That's the reason that the Shulchan Aruch brings. You probably think to yourself, 1 minute, surely there's another reason you have to make sure that it's kosher. Because it's actually worse to wear a four-cornered garment with non-kosher tzitzis on than it is to not wear a four-cornered garment at all. So surely you should look to see whether your tzitzis are kosher, not just because of the brocha, but you should do it even because otherwise there's a bittul asya wearing a four-cornered garment without any tzitzis on. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkot and Chaf, Yayin, Mashma Medivre Haba, Mashma Medivre Habach Ve'eli Rabba, the Gamba Shabbos Yesh Livdei Katalis, Vain Besimon Yud Gimel Be'a Halacha. One point before we answer the point that we mentioned before, it's also on Shabbos you should check the Talis. So there's a big discussion about this. The Be'a Halacha says later that the Olam are not Nizhar to do this on Shabbos. And he says that it's a very nice thing if you have a Shabbos talus. He brings that it's nice, it's a good thing if possible to have a Shabbos talus. If you have a Shabbos talus, then on Motzei Shabbos, when you put your tzitzis away, you put your talus away, that you should check them so that next Shabbos you don't need to check them now. Why is it that there's a worry concerning checking them now? We're worried you might come to tighten the knots, which might be a halacha of tikkun, it might be a halacha of kosher, so there could be some issues over here. He brings in footnote 24, should you separate, if you do see that they are tangled, should you untangle them on Shabbos? And it comes out a bit of a machloikis. The Mamar Mordechai says you're allowed, the Chidor says you shouldn't, and the bottom line is that if they're only a little bit tangled, then it's appropriate to sort of loosely just untangle them, but if they're completely, you know, tangled together, then just leave them as they are, and as we saw from the Chazanish beforehand, you can be soymuch and wear them like that. Kaf Aleph, b'chutzi atzitzis. So make sure you check the strings to see if they're kosher before you put them on. Gam tzorach levod kon lemalo. You should check them not just at the bottom to see that you're not missing a string. You see, if a person is missing one of the strings at the bottom of their tzitzis, at the end, here's one I prepared earlier. If you're missing one of these, we'll see later as we go through the halachos, Be'ez Hashem. If you're missing one of these, you're still okay. If you're missing two of them, then already it could be a problem. Yeah, so he's saying, check over here, right? Check over here that you're not missing more than one string. They say that if you're just missing one string, your tzitzis are still kosher. They say by the Chasam Sofer, he said, I never went around with kosher tzitzis. They said, what do you mean you never went around with kosher tzitzis? He said, if you're missing one string, it's still called kosher. Yeah, I didn't rely on that. I wanted to make sure all the strings were there. So over here, if you're missing one string, it's okay. Two strings could be problematic, depending on a few factors. And at the top, where it actually interfaces with the beged, there, if there's any even one string that is broken, then that is a problem over there. So continues the Mishnah Brura Kafalaf. You have to check them at the top as well. Bimkoim Nekev Hatalis Ada Kashiro. From the place where it has a hole until the actual first knot. The shampos la filu benif sak chut echo. There, even if one string is broken, it's a problem. Vayim bi halacha. Levatolo. If you make a bracha and the tzitzis are not kosher, you made a bracha levatolo. Hey, what about the other issue? Afal gavda b'la fochi. Anyway, yesh chashash issa. There's a chashash that you've done an issa sheyil bash beged shel arba kanfes bli tzitzis. You've worn a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. B'kol mokum mukbin aches kosei sheyo kosher. He says the reason that we're concerned about here about the bracha levatolo is because bracha levatolo is very, very chomor. If it's just for the fact you'll be wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, then we can rely on the chazaka. We knew there were tzitzis on there at some point. We knew there were tzitzis on there last time we were wearing it. So therefore, we rely on the chazaka. Rabbi Shum Chayme, the loisiso, sheyesh al bracha levatolo, because of the stringency of loisiso, not take Hashem's name in vain, which many authorities say applies also even to a bracha levatolo. Hichmiru levodkoi, therefore they said, you can rely on the chazaka as far as just wearing a beged of arba kanfas. But in terms of the bracha, don't just rely on that chazaka, check your tzitzis. According to this, given the bracha achas lekulam. If you're somebody like, for example, Hagoyim of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, who wore many more than one pair of tzitzis at a time, since according to this shitta, the whole reason that you need to be machmir and check your tzitzis and not just rely on the chazaka is because of the worry of bracha levatola. As long as you've checked one pair of tzitzis, you're okay, because then you know it's not a bracha levatola. You just check one pair of tzitzis. Aval ha'achreinim kosvud tzorach livdei kulam. They say don't rely on that, and they say you should actually check all of them. Echod, why? Now, one reason, because we only rely on a chazaka when it's difficult to actually check. But if it's efshel levaro, if it's possible to check very easily, then why should we rely on a chazaka? See if they're kosher. V'gam the chazaka guruah hi the asuya hachutzin the fosek. And secondly, this chazaka is not the highest form of chazaka. Chazaka means an assumption, and in different halachas we rely on different assumptions. It could be a chazaka relying on kashrus, relying on kahuna, relying on all sorts of things, and different chazakas have different degrees of strength. And this chazaka that your tzitzis are still kosher because they previously were is not the strongest chazaka, because we know that they can break. And that's why it's appropriate in the morning when you put on your tzitzis just to give them a quick check. And then, even if you took it off later when you went to the mikvah, even in a scenario where it was off for 2 or 3 hours, where if you had it off for so long that you need to make a new bracha when you put it back on again, once you check it once in the day, even if you've taken them off for an extended time and then put it on again, you do not need to recheck your tzitzis. And even in the morning, if through checking your tzitzis, I don't know how long it took them to check their tzitzis, or how soon they were going to quickly miss the tefillah b'tzibur over here, but if you're going to see or miss tefillah b'tzibur, or they called him to have an aliyah, then you can put on your talis without checking it, as long as you knew it was okay yesterday. If you're able to check very quickly, just to see that it all looks in order. If a person borrowed the talis from somebody else to have an aliyah, here you're only wearing it mishum kvayt sibur, the honor of the community. The minhag is not to make a brocha when you borrow it from somebody else. In such a case, you don't need to, and we can rely on this chazaka under this scenario. So basically the bottom line is that certainly when putting on our tzitzis in the morning, both talis cotton and talis gadol, the best thing to do is to have a quick look and just check that your tzitzis haven't broken. I think that our fibers nowadays are probably more hardy than they were in previous generations, and it is less likely that they can break, but these things still can happen because of wear and tear, and also more likely nowadays just because of, you know, snagging, it got caught somewhere. So it is appropriate for a person to check their tzitzis before they put them on. Yud says the Shulchan Aruch, im leivish talis cotton ba'eit shein yodav nekiyas. If they put on their talis cotton in the morning before their hands are clean, and they're unable to make a bracha, then yil b'shenu b'lo bracha. Just put it on without a bracha. Ukushe yitoil yodav, and afterwards when he does wash his hands, yemashmeish batzitzis v'varecholov. He should touch the tzitzis a little bit, finger the tzitzis a little bit, and then make a bracha. Oy, kishe yilbash talis acher yivarech olav v'yichavin lifter gamazeh. Or when he puts on his talis gadol, so then he makes a bracha on that, and he has kavana to exempt also the tzitzis. For ein tzarich l'mashmir b'tzitzis shel rishon. And then if you're making the bracha on the second garment, you do not need to do this mishmush to touch the tzitzis. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Gimel Yimashmish b'tzitzis. If a person is putting on their talis cotton whilst they can't make a bracha, then later on, after they've done negel vasa or washed their hands, you mashmesh, touch the tzitzit and make a bracha. Why? Because then it's a little bit similar to as though you're putting them on now, because you're sort of getting involved in them again. Even though we know that when it comes to mitzvahs, you're supposed to make the bracha over last yosem before you actually do the mitzvah. Here it's different because at the time that he put them on, he was unable to make that bracha, and therefore he's now doing the best that he can do. Similarly, in footnote 29, he says that if you put on a pair of tzitzis, for example, in your bathroom, in your toilet, in the mikveh, so then you're not able to make a bracha on it at that time. So when you come out, you should then be mamashmish b'tzitzis, you touch them a little bit, hold them a little bit, and then you make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Dalet, v'yichavein liftoir. So he says that the second possibility is you couldn't make the bracha on your talis cotton originally, right, because your hands weren't noki, so either you're mamashmish afterwards, and then you make the bracha, or when you make the talis, when you put the talis gadol on, then you make a bracha, and you have kavana to poter the talis cotton. Here is a crucial piece of Mishnah Berurah here. Chaf Dalet, v'yichavein liftoir, v'hochi nog bizmaneinu. And nowadays, this is the way we are noyhug. Levorech al talis gadol, to make one bracha in the morning on your talis gadol, olechavein liftoir b'zeh talis cotton, and have kavana when you put on your talis gadol, that they should also cover my talis cotton. And this is something which a person should try to remember to do, that when you make the bracha on your talis gadol, you should have kavana that this is also to exempt my tzitzis, my talis cotton that I put on in the morning. It's very interesting. The Eish Lavrom is quoted in footnote 30 that he says you can make a once a lifetime stipulation. And he says you can actually say, once a lifetime, you can say, please, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm making a declaration that whenever I make a bracha, my talis gadol, that should also potter my talis cotton. And that's what he brings over here, which is a nifty tip. Though I'd still advise, when you do remember, it is the correct thing to do it in the morning, to have kavon on your talis gadol. It also covers, the broch also covers your talis cotton. V'hochi eldif tfei. Much better to only make one brocha, leis ateif, and to have kavana on that to also kavi yog talas kol. Much better to just make the one brocha. Shemavarachin ala talas kol, and v'tekem varachin ala talas kol. Much better than doing what some people do. They make a brocha on their tzitzis, and then straight away afterwards, they make a brocha on their talis godel, shegermin brocha she'ena tzuricha, where they are ending up with an unnecessary brocha because the two of them are very, very close together. V'oid furthermore, afilim yafsik, zman meruba bein talis godel la'godel, even if you put one on first thing in the morning and then you only put your talis godel on later, kam upom ein roi levorech olov, dein post-suach ruboy. It could be that your talis godel isn't really the best thing to make a brocha on because it could be that it is not split a majority of the way up the side, like in these sort of vest tzitzis. Maybe it's not a majority. Oidhu kotan me'ashem avu lakamon b'sivin tezayin, or it's a bit too small from the appropriate measurements. Oidhu yoshin bei balayla, or maybe this is one that he was wearing at night. Okalamon b'siv tezayin v'mishtabura. We'll see later about a discussion about those who wear their tzitzis at night. If that's the case, they shouldn't be making the brocha during the day. So therefore, he comes out lemaskono that the mainstream practice, I do know some people who do make a brocha on their talis godel and talis godel, but the mainstream practice is certainly just to make the brocha on your talis godel. Ideally to have kavono that covers your talis cotton as well, though we did see this once a lifetime stipulation of the Eshel Avrohom. And just to remember to check our tzitzis and to separate the tzitzis and as we have said. Seder, we'll stop over here, Yeshe Koyach.
They're finished.
Really? It's got nice to the end?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Do you want me to stop this?